poop at the end.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The best part about the NFL is competition.
Mahomes back, throws, it is picked off by the Lions.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Lions will take over on downs, no flags.
It's unusual for us to drop that many passes.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Prime Video TNF analyst Richard Sherman. Falcons head coach Arthur Smith. Still to come, three-time Super Bowl champion Julian Edelman. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. What a great first Friday of the football season we have had. Josh Allen, hour number one. Richard Sherman and Arthur Smith of the Falcons in hour number two. Julian Edelman's about to walk in the door. Before that, we are about to play What's More Likely, our usual Friday fun. Chris Brockman's going to do the win-loss game for the New England Patriots with Edelman sitting here. Do you think we should have you say what you think and he then gives what he thinks at the same time?
I think we should both do the game.
Like absolutely.
A simultaneous win-loss?
Simultaneous win-loss.
Let's do it.
Mind.
Well, he's got to show up first, and he's on his way. He's showing up in a couple minutes.
Yeah. You guys know the 405.
If you missed any of our show, we re-air on the Roku channel. We also have our podcast version of the show all 3 hours. Next week on Monday, the first in-season edition of Overreaction Monday, Chris Brockman and I had a season preview show that we put out there on Monday. It's called Evergreen Stuff. So you can check it out over the weekend. Why not? Also, Susie Schuster and Amy Trask will debut What the Football, another podcast that we're doing here out of our studio every Tuesday. Their first guest is Charles Woodson. So they will already have the Monday night game in the books to discuss. And that is just going to be a dynamite way for you to follow the NFL all season long. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We are playing the win-loss game for weeks with our fan base, calling in, going win-loss, to see how their teams are going to fare. There have been two teams that have not had a win-loss game played for them. Even the Arizona Cardinals had one. I didn't write down the name of the caller who called in and came up with the first tie. Predicted a tie.
That was awesome.
If the Cardinals and Texans tie, then it'll be dynamite. We haven't had anybody play for the Texans or the Rams. That's about to change.
All right.
Wendy, here in Los Angeles, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Are you there, Wendy?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, Wendy?
Wendy.
What's your deal?
Not too much. Just wanted to do the win-loss for the Rams, and we got people in studio that are diehard ticket sellers there.
I think the words diehard doing a heavy lift. Well, here's the thing. Diehard fans of the Rams, that's a heavy lift. Diehard sellers of Rams tickets, that's accurate.
Yeah, that's on the head.
Does Wendy, do you need two for next week?
Come on.
You know what? Yes, I do, actually.
Oh.
We'll get in touch with Brock.
No, he's not giving them away. This isn't like some sort of ticket giveaway, Wendy. All right, here we go.
I probably would have to sell my firstborn to get those.
Oh, no. Let's play some music for Wendy in Los Angeles. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
What's going to happen at Seattle Sunday?
I will give them a loss just because it's on the road and no Cooper Cake.
Okay, home for the 49ers.
Brock Purdy will be meeting Aaron Donald for the first time, so I'm going to give him a win.
Okay. At the Bengals on a Monday night.
Short week, lost.
At the Colts.
Win.
Home for the Eagles.
Lost.
Home for the Cardinals.
Win.
Home for the Steelers.
Win.
4-3 at the Cowboys.
I will give this one to TJ. Lost.
4-4 at the Packers.
Win.
5-4 coming off the bye, home for Seattle.
Win.
6-4 at the Cardinals.
Win.
7-4 home for the Browns.
Win, because I don't believe in this.
8-4 at the Ravens.
Lost.
8-5 home for the Commanders.
I'll probably be like a slim win.
All right. 9-5. Home for the Saints on a Thursday night.
Win, and I'm going to try to be in that one, too.
10-5 at the Giants.
I'm going to give them the win.
11-5 at the 49ers.
I'm going to get lost.
Okay. 11-6, Wendy in L.A. Okay, Wendy, keep our number. If they're 11-6, we're going to call you back. And if not, I think you need to pull over your car and breathe into a tube.
11 wins for the Rams?
And you know how much I love the Rams. You know how much I love the Rams inside that organization and out.
Man.
11 wins for the Rams would be...
We're going to make a lot of money. Their Vegas total is 6.5.
Unlikely. They would sign for I think 10 wins right now. I heard from Cooper Kupp with a nerve damage possibly, says Sean McVay. Oh, my goodness.
He's seeing a specialist,
people.
Oh,
my word. I am just, I would love that. I would love for the Rams to shock the world.
That would be incredible. Oh. Talk about things you don't see coming.
That's one of them.
It happens every year. I mean, could the Rams be the team? Why not?
Speaking of what's likely or not, it's time for the first Friday in-season edition of What's More Likely, presented by Dave and Buster's.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Chris Brockman, What's More Likely, presented by Dave and Buster's. Go for it.
I love Dave and Buster's. What's up, guys? You good?
We are good.
Happy Friday.
What's going on with you?
Newsflash, they played last night. More likely to win their conference, Lions or Chiefs?
I'll say Chiefs still. I'm still saying Chiefs.
Wow.
I'm still saying the Chiefs. Come on,
already
man.
A game behind Cincinnati, Buffalo,
how do we know
Baltimore.
They're already a game behind those teams. As we're talking.
If Baltimore loses, I'll eat your shirt.
Okay, and I understand that's one of those picks that Jeff Probst is hosting, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dude, long season. I'm just going to tell you, don't take the cheese that the Chiefs are in trouble. Chris Jones, they got to sign him, and Travis Kelce, rest, ice, compression, elevation, if
Rice.
That's what he needs.
Yeah, well done.
Know.
Well done, Rich. You paid
attention. But I think that their medical staff is unquestioned, and I think that they're still the Chiefs, and don't take that cheese right now. Boy, if the Chiefs start hearing that they're toast, even if they go to Jacksonville next week without Kelce and without Jones, or without Jones and with Kelce, and they lose that one, it's like, you got Kelce back, you still lost. That will just only turn up the fire. So I'll still say Chiefs, Chris. But right now, it looks like it looks bleak for me being right. What else over there?
Hey, Browns-Bengals this weekend. We just talked Joe Burrow. More likely to be the higher total, Deshaun Watson passing and rushing yards or Joe Burrow pass yards?
Higher total, Watson pass rush yards or Burrow passing yards. I'll go Watson pass rush yards.
In a Browns
more
win?
Likely.
In a Browns win?
I don't know if I'll go there. But, you know, Burrow hasn't thrown for like... He drops the 400, 500 on the Ravens.
Right.
You know, it hasn't really been the Browns.
This is also the second year in a row
Cleveland.
He hasn't had any training camp. Remember last year, the appendix, this year, now the calf.
Right, and they went 0-2 last year to start. Okay. And then, you know, made the AFC Championship game again.
It worked out.
Uh-huh. I'll just go Watson pass rush. You're throwing in rush against somebody just throwing against a team that he has struggled to win against.
Got to assume Joe Burrow's not going to have any rushing attempts.
When you say what's likely, it's not just what I think will happen, but you're also using the past.
That's right.
So that's why I said likely. What I said. What else?
Who's the more likely rookie to have the better game and a win? Bryce Young or Bijan Robinson?
Bijan. I think the Falcons are winning this division, and I think what they're going to do to Bryce Young is welcome him to the National Football League.
I agree with you.
So, that's more likely, is that the running back will have a better game than the quarterback on the road. The running back at home, okay. That's more likely. And I think the Falcons win on Sunday, and my prediction that they win the division will be off to a very nice start. The same way that Dan Campbell is coach of the year. Off to a good start.
That was a good call. Good start by you.
Thank you.
Hey, a sneaky game you didn't mention in your top five.
Yes, sir.
Minnesota-Tampa. How about the wide receiver duo to have more yards and touchdowns?
Look at you.
Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison,
oh.
Mike Evans, Chris Godwin.
That's a good one, Chris. I'll just go Justin Jefferson and Addison. That's what I'll go. I'll go the clear number one wide receiver in the NFL and the rookie over two terrific veterans. I'll just say Jefferson's being thrown to by the same quarterback. I mean, Addison has been thrown to by the only quarterback he's been thrown to since coming off the campus here in L.A. And, you know, Baker and Evans and Godwin are still relatively new, I guess. And Jefferson and Addison are home. I'll go what's more likely there.
Man, a Bucks win would be something, huh?
It would. It's possible, too, as you know.
All right, Rich,
you I forgot to ask Arthur Smith if he thought he inspired Kirk Cousins to grow a mustache.
You want to text
get him? Back. No, get him back.
Bears, Packers, Sunday. Who's the likely quarterback that needs a win the most?
Oh, come on.
Jordan Love or Justin Fields?
Needs. What is that? I never...
You know what it means. Answer the question.
He needs a win. They both need wins. You know what you need?
Who needs it the most?
You know what? You know what we need in this world?
What?
Love, affection, clicks. Well, clicks is a form of love and affection.
It sure is. There's a heart button.
Quarterbacks need wins. They all need wins. You know what Dak needs?
Not to throw picks.
No, he needs a win.
No, not like these two guys. Who needs
Jordan
a win
Love.
The most?
Obviously Jordan
well
Love.
Well done, Rich. Way to answer the question. That's what I wanted out of you.
Why do you
so
box
bad?
Me into that sort of sports
so
talk radio
you don't
stuff?
Play the game,
that's
and
what
I do.
He does, man. That's what he does.
Jordan Love needs it. Needs it.
He really does.
Okay. Like Justin Fields, he's walking into that game. You know what? I could go either here or there.
You know what? Honestly, I should have reframed it this way.
What?
Who needs it more? Love or Rodgers?
Oh, God.
That's what I should have done.
Guys, the script says Justin Fields' legs will
I was
be
trying
replaced
to do the matchups. You know what I mean?
By week four, okay?
What else?
News we got that Terry McLaurin is fine. How about the new Beltway offense more likely to look the most impressive?
Oh, look at you.
Beltway.
Lamar's Ravens or Howell's Commanders.
You know, technically, Baltimore is not
it's
Beltway.
I mean, it's like
no,
45
it's
minutes.
Mid-Atlantic.
It's like 45 minutes.
But there's a Beltway, an actual
Beltway. I mean,
Beltway,
I understand.
And it doesn't include Baltimore. Like, you've driven there.
I mean, I've been there. BWI's not that far.
I don't think he's ever been to Baltimore.
You mean the better Mid-Atlantic.
Whatever. Beltway sounded cooler.
It's not. You know what's cooler?
Potato,
being geographically
fellas.
Accurate.
Nobody cares. Big Ten in California.
I'll go Lamar Ravens. Lamar's Ravens. They're both going to look good.
You really think Washington's going to look good?
A lot of faith in the same house.
They're playing the Cardinals. We could look good in that game.
And then, of course, they won't get credit because look who it's against.
Yeah, exactly.
But you have to play the teams in front of you, just like the Lions last night, not getting the credit. Because, you know, who's not there for the Chiefs? If they were only there.
I can't believe Tirico said that.
He called it an asterisk.
I know.
That's awful.
They're both going to look great. I'll go Ravens, Lamar's Ravens, just, you know, because of Lamar. Obviously. What else?
All right, you mentioned it. Game right up the road on Sunday. It's going to be awesome. Electric. I like the over in that game. How about the quarterback more likely to throw for 303 tutties?
Dak Prescott.
Tua or Herbie?
I'll go one better. They both do it.
Ooh. Not an option. So,
more likely, I'll go. I'll go. Oh my!
Can I help you, Richard?
These guys are
sure.
forever linked.
Yeah, I'll phone a friend.
Eckler, the Bolts have the better running game, so maybe some of the pressure be off of Herbert to have to
do they?
The
I don't know.
Much.
Mike McDaniel's zone scheme. I think you could run for 100 in that.
They're both gonna do it, but I'll go more likely to him. Because he's salty.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
It does look like money.
Keep my name out your mouth.
A little thicker.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
I don't want to get on his bad side.
What else?
He better not.
Who's needed more? More likely needed more for the Chiefs to repeat? Kelce or Chris Jones?
Oh. Kelce. I didn't stutter, did I?
No, you didn't.
Kelce. All you right. saw it last night. The defense played well enough for them to win that game.
Yeah.
The offense dropped balls.
Everywhere.
Mahomes was clearly looking for someone to trust, and there was nobody to trust.
Yep.
And the running game didn't come to the rescue because it's not built to come to the rescue. You know who's built to come to the rescue?
87.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And the defense was, I thought, you know, you thought that Goff wasn't being pressured. That's a very good offensive line. I kind of thought that they came up with a red zone turnover, big hit.
That's true.
Big recovery. You know, the third downs were very difficult for Goff. So, you got one more?
Better mustache, Kelsey or Arthur Smith.
No, you know, right?
What else? Kelsey was looking like Clark Gable.
You got one more?
Because
let's bring Edelman out here. He's sitting in our green room, which is rare.
More likely to be one and done at their current job, Deion or any NFL coach?
Any NFL coach. Deion's not one and done. He's not one and done. He's not just going to be great in Colorado 1 year and then see you later.
Why not? He's going to get a ton of offers.
Great. He's not going anywhere next year, after this year. Get out of here with that nonsense. He's not one and done in Colorado. Uh-uh. I can't wait for him versus Nebraska tomorrow. Big noon Fox. Is that where Mike is right now? Setting up. I got to set up in the morning before a game that's not even in Los Angeles. I got to set up in L.A. Like, Fox is just like, how do we plug this in? Mike, can you get here at 9 in the morning?
Can you come here 72 hours in advance to run these cables for us?
There's this plug just sitting around. Where do we plug this in? Where's Del Tufo?
I don't have everything.
Honestly, if Nebraska shows up in Colorado the way they showed up in Minnesota,
yeah, I mean, it's going to be like
the 3.5-hour game is going to feel like 20. He's ready to go. Oh, recruits like coming in. It's like
see they repainted and repaved the end zone with Colorado on it.
Great. It's going to look great. I cannot wait. Thank you for What's More Likely.
You're
welcome. That was brought to you by, presented by Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
Watch football like a pro at D&B with 40-foot TVs, cocktails, beer, and new $5 bites. It's the ultimate watch experience. What's More Likely, presented by Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Julian Edelman in the flesh when we return. Three rings in the studio when we come back.
Brockman's excited.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
My guest is Kim Zuckman. She is author of the book, There's No Cream in Cream Soda. I don't think I've ever really known the story of why they're called hot dogs.
There are so many legends about the name of the hot dog. When the Germans immigrants came over and they brought all of their sausages, they also brought their dachshunds. It really is because they kind of look like dachshunds.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we're on the Roku channel right now. Radio audience is going to return shortly. First of two times, I welcome in the three-time Super Bowl champion and the host of the Games with Names podcast, Julian Edelman.
Thanks for having me.
Look at you here. Yeah, that's right.
I'm excited.
Look at you.
I'm excited.
That's a
phenomenal Back to the Future. Have you guys talked about it yet?
What? Mac to the Future.
Oh, is it Mac?
Mac, yes.
Yes.
A Mac
Robert
Daddy?
Kraft production brought to you by Bill Belichick.
No, Mac Jones.
Mac to the Future.
Put your Mac laptop down.
Looks like
Chris.
A spinoff of one of my social posts.
Sporting the team.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. He had his Bailey for the Future to the Future jersey. Zappy to the Future.
These guys have been trolling me about
but
Zappy
for
like 2 years.
I'm not trolling you.
No, I know I'm an NFL analyst, but are we still only one quarterback on the roster right now?
No, they got Matt Corral. They brought in Matt Corral.
Yeah. See, I thought Bill was going to manipulate that whole new rule.
He was trying, and then they sent out a memo saying you can't.
See, Bill, you flirt with it. You flirt with the line.
What? So what? The memo? What memo? I missed the memo. I didn't get the memo.
Oh, because Office Space on Bill. There was a theory that Bill was just going to keep one guy on the roster because the rule
save the roster spot
to save the roster spots. Being like, well, on game day they'll be there, and I don't have to use a roster spot.
Yeah.
And then the league sent out a memo saying you can't do that.
See, that's on the league. That's bull.
Yeah.
Come on, league. Let us run.
Wait a minute. Rostergate.
Rostergate. Nice.
Could have had roster gate.
Cool. So
we had roster gate and I missed it.
Wait, so we're going to have to forfeit a first round pick for that too?
I mean, it has been 3 or 4 years since we've had a gate.
Let's go.
I mean, we need one, right?
I missed the gates.
We need a gate.
Yeah, Antonio?
Nice. Gate.
It's not gates.
Bring it back.
Very good.
Yeah, gates.
Very good.
That's what we need.
Kent State alum.
That's true.
Went to the Elite Eight.
That's right. With
went to the Elite Eight.
Fantastic.
Didn't even play football.
Look who's here in studio. Julian Edelman is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our Roku channel audience is now rejoined by the Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio audience. I'm sitting here on the Rich Eisen Show set, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. As the Games with Names podcast host, 3-time Super Bowl champion Julian Edelman here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Doing great. I'm you know, I come in here and I'm more analyzing now you guys as professionals because I just signed with Fox. I'm doing the kickoff morning show.
That you are.
And so like the note taking, the preparation that you guys are doing, it's
just not off the dome, Julian.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? There's some, like, you didn't just come into games.
No.
You know what I mean? You were prepped. You're ready to go.
And still, like, I did it inside the NFL the last 2 years.
Yes.
And Brandon Marshall would get so mad at me because I would have these, I'd have my note cards and I'd have all my stats and I'd,
what's going on?
He's like, dude, you just go out and throw it out there. I'm like, I feel nervous if I don't have my cards.
Did you tell him, do your job? Did you just go full Belichick on him? What'd you do? Just tell him, do your job, Brandon.
Nah, I let B do what he can't tell. B, you got to handle B.
So, you know, I don't see that Fox show because I'm on the air myself at the same time.
I know.
We're competitors right now.
It's a friendly
competition. It is. Yes.
I think we raise each other. You know, competition brings the best. That's what Bill Belichick used to harp all the time.
Yeah, is that right?
Competition makes the team better.
Have you ever seen anybody tune out Belichick?
Ooh.
Did that ever happen?
No.
Never, not once did you see somebody tune out Bill Belichick.
No, he's got an aura about him, and just through when you're around him, he's constantly testing you. He's constantly quizzing guys. He wants to know information. So everyone's like walking on thin ice when they're around Bill.
Is that right?
That's just how it is, especially if you're a younger player, newer in the organization. I mean, if you're a ball player that's been there and you've been making plays for, you know, a bunch of years, he treats you a little different, but, you know, he likes to have everyone kind of on edge when he walks by because he's testing you because it's pressure all the time.
Right.
You know, in the game, if you make a situation in practice or in the facility, when guys are always on, when you get to the game, that's what's preparing you. Like, it's like Jedi mind tricks. He's always preparing you.
So what was your first meeting with him like, ever?
Well, my first meeting with Bill, it was in OTAs. And I was catching punts. Kevin Falk was there, and he was a pro. And I was a quarterback in college, and I was, like, trying to learn how to catch the punts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when the ball turns over with the right-footed punter, there's, like, techniques that you have to learn. And I, like, muffed one in OTAs, and Bill comes over. He goes, what do you do as a punt returner right when you get on the field? I go, because Scotty O'Brien was our guy. I go, well, you count the guys? He goes, yeah. And how do you catch the ball? And I go, with your hands? He goes, no, with your feet. With your feet. If the ball turns over, you play it on your right chest. If it doesn't, you play it on your left chest. And he just, like, got it. And that was the first conversation I ever had with Bill. And then I didn't talk to him for, like, 2 years, 3 years. But, like, that's what it was. Like,
were you confused with him saying with your feet but pointing to your chest?
Well, I mean, no, as a punt returner, like, when you start learning how to catch punts, you know, you always want to catch punts square because it gives you a two-direction way to go. If you see the guys that olay it sometimes, you know, like in baseball, you olay it. When you catch it on a side, then you're basically telling the coverage unit that you can only go one way. So when you catch it with your feet and you can judge the punt with your feet, it gives you a two-way go. So, like, it was a great coaching point, and he's very you know, he loves special teams.
He's that's his
called plays there.
Right. When Mike Mayock, who I worked with forever
Baltimore
in a day.
Baltimore Colts, right?
Well, that's where he got his initial start, like way back in the day with Ted Marchabrota. But when Mayock showed up to the Giants, Belichick was his special teams coach, you know? And so Bill, loves. Did you hear him? We waxed rhapsodic about long snapping for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's Bill, obviously. But did you not return a punt in the Hall of Fame game? Right? Didn't you for a touchdown? Did you take
one
in
the Hall of Fame game? Which one was it? It was my first punt return at Lincoln Financial, I believe, August 19th. First preseason
game. As a rookie.
Yeah.
So then did Bill come up find you or no?
I think he gave me like an arm shrug or like, get away, Joels. And then like, he's back on. He's a robot. You know, like he's not human. He likes to like no emotion. He's got a job to do, and that's how he thinks. And it's not like, don't take it personal. He's literally thinking about the next situation right after. So like, he's seen so much football. He's seen great plays. He's seen bad plays. And it's always about the next play with Bill. And then after the game, then he'll give you some flowers and. But like, then we're on to the next week, and that's just how he is.
That's why he's chasing down Don Shula. I've got Julian Edelman here on the Rich Eisen Show. So let me just ask you the hot button topic question in New England. Do you think Belichick's coaching for his job with Robert Kraft, Julian?
I think that's ridiculous. I don't. I mean, he had Tom Brady for 20 years. We didn't go to a Super Bowl 10 years after 2004.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this stuff takes time. The hardest thing in the world is to find a quarterback for an NFL franchise. I mean, look at the 49ers. They haven't had a long-term quarterback since Steve Young. They've had all these guys that come in. They've had, you know, Kaepernick. They had Alex Smith. Was he good? Was he not good? They haven't had a long-term guy. And that's what, like, everyone in the that's everyone in the league right now. It's the biggest crapshoot. If you have a quarterback, you can win. And right now, they're going to be very competitive. They're still trying to mold Mac. You know, they're trying to bring things around him. I think Billy O'Brien being there is a huge addition. It allows Bill to have his mind on the whole team. Unlike last year where you could tell he was probably in the offensive meetings when you have, you know, Matty P and Joe Judge.
Well, that's the issue. Okay. And that's where the hot seat comes in, because Belichick was the one who did in that crucial second year for Mac Jones bring those guys in. And the theory is that Kraft's like, we're going to Bob. We're going to bring him back. B.O.B.'s coming back because I think we can get him from Alabama, and you're going to call him the offensive coordinator, and we're going to put out a two-line press release to announce that, along with Gerard Mayo staying. That's where people start talking about hot seat here, that there's some embers. You don't believe it, though.
I can't see it. I can either confirm nor can I deny.
No, I'm not saying you do. You know,
it's a tough situation. I mean, this is an impatient era of football. I mean, if you can't put Bill Belichick on the hot seat, this guy's a brilliant mind. Yeah, he got caught up last year. I think he got caught in a pickle where he didn't think Josh was probably going to leave, and then it happened. Didn't have what he had going forward, and he's like, screw it, we're going to try this out. And it backfired on him. Coach is the first one to say last year was a train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, you can't put him on the hot seat.
Julian Edelman here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fox Sports Game with Names podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champion here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your Super Bowl prediction. What do you got for me?
Super Bowl prediction.
Yes, I need to know. Somebody who knows what it takes to get there, knows what it takes to win one with his heart, his soul, his hands, his knees, damn near every body part. You've used them all to win rings. What do you got for me, Julian Edelman?
I like Philadelphia coming out of the NFC.
You do?
Yeah, they have such a great roster. Jalen Hurts has only gotten better every year since he's played football. The AFC is where it gets a little weird. It's, you know, we watched last night with the Kansas City Chiefs. They're starting to run into the problems of being America's number one target.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start winning a lot of games, people don't realize guys want to get paid. You lose a guy here. injuries. Like some of the best teams that I played on, we didn't win the Super Bowl. We got hurt. Like I remember in 2014, we won the Super Bowl. 2015, we started 9-0. Week 7, Nate Solder blows out his arm. He's on IR. Deion Lewis the next week. I break my foot and 2 weeks later. And like, there's a lot of feng shui that has to go for a team to go on a run. And it gets harder and harder, especially to repeat. So, you know, I'm going to go with the field other than Kansas City just because, I mean, we saw last night.
Right.
That was tough.
But saying the field doesn't get you a podcast, doesn't get you a job on Fox Sports, pal. You got to give me one. You got to name one. You got to put your marker down. What do you got?
Going with Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
I think this is their year. They have to go out. Their window is cutting short, and I don't love the preseason friction that they had with Diggs, but I think once the season starts, they start winning some games. Winning cures everything. And hopefully, you know, they got Damian Harris. They can start running the ball, taking some of that weight off of Josh Allen as a runner and finding ways to win without Josh having to go out and be the guy. You know, I think that they have a huge opportunity this year. I like them.
Who wins it all then in Vegas?
I'm going with Philadelphia. I just think their roster, if they stay healthy, and that's the biggest thing for all these teams. You got to stay healthy because, you know, I would have said the 49ers. I love the 49ers and what they've done. And I went and watched them against the Raiders. They practiced this preseason over in Vegas together. And for the Niners, the first, I think September, mid-October is going to be a learning period of how they're going to learn to win. Because, I mean, Brock Purdy, I mean, he's only 4 months out of a UCL. This is a Tommy John surgery. The kid, like, I was watching him, and, yeah, it's part of the rehab process to go out there and throw, but he didn't look like he had his arm yet, which it will get better. Anyone who knows injuries, you don't have that endurance strength when you're coming off something that big, especially as a thrower. So I feel that, like, teams are going to pack the middle of the field and dare him to go and throw outside the numbers, which I don't know if he has that yet. I think maybe – so that's the only reason I'm not going with them. But I think Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, he's a beast. They have a lot – they have a great formula on how to win. They control games. You know, they have a great run game. They have great play calling. They have a great play action to, you know, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. They got really – key players on the outside that can make plays in crucial situations, and they got a defense that's stacked.
Julian Edelman here on the Rich Eisen Show. I know the Raiders don't want to be known as Patriots West, but you know, coach, yeah. GM, yeah. I mean, like, the quarterback,
owner,
owner, right?
Owner.
Don't forget,
is it?
It is still Mark Davis, a co-owner,
my majority
minority
owner,
minority owner,
minority.
Tommy. So, I mean, how do you think that's going to work out? Do you think Jimmy G is going to be the answer? McDaniels tells Derek Carr, we're done now. He's totally made this team in his image. What do you got for me?
I think Jimmy G is playing that Alex Smith role that when he went to Kansas City, it's kind of that buffer quarterback until you find your guy. That's what Jimmy G is. He knows the system. If he stays healthy, we all have seen the numbers. The guy's a 75% winning percentage, you know, when he's healthy.
Right.
Like, the guy can win football games. He knows McDaniel's system. He's gonna go in there. He's going to do it how they want it, which I think they can go out and be productive. Are they going to go win a Super Bowl this year? It's going to be tough. They don't have the defense. I think their secondary is a little light. But they're going out there, and when I went and watched them, they said the year before they had 13 of their guys. This year they said they had like 30 of their guys.
What do you mean by their guys?
Their guys. Well, you get a new regime, you got to bring in your own players, your guys that mold to your system, trying to change the culture.
And Derek Carr wasn't one of those guys?
I guess not. You know, they had to move on. They felt like it was time to move on.
Sure.
But that's what it takes. It takes time to build these things. You can't just go in if you don't have a quarterback and just build a team from ground up. Like, that doesn't happen. The owner has to have some patience They got to believe in the system.
Davis or Brady? Who are you referring to at the owner?
Davis. Davis is still the guy.
Okay.
But I bet Tommy's got some say there.
I was about to say, I mean.
You know who they hired over there? Alex Guerrero.
Okay.
He's taking care of Jimmy G.
Okay.
You know, you hear about that? Anyone hear about that?
Yeah.
I
was unaware, but I'm sure.
Breaking news.
Yeah, how did they get in touch with Guerrero?
I don't know. I think they knew.
Does somebody else know? Somebody
knows. You got an owner.
How do you think Brady is going to be in ownership? What do you think?
I think it'll be spectacular. Anything he does, he's spectacular at. And that's the truth, because he creates stories in his head. Like, for anything.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, we all seen Brady Six. The guy's crying. He had 3 Super Bowls when they recorded that thing. The guy's crying with long hair.
Really long hair.
About 6 guys that were drafted before him. I mean, what do we, like, all right, Tom, you can move on. But that's what those ultra competitors have. That's what ultra competitors have. Like, look at the Michael Jordan doc. Yeah. When you watched him, like, these guys, they fabricate these stories to motivate them because they've played so much ball, whether it's, you know, Jordan in basketball or Tom, you got to pull from something. And that's what the ultra competitor like Tom Brady and Michael Jordan, they do. They come up and they fabricate these stories and they believe it. They believe it.
So when he said, which Super Bowl was that? Where no one believes in us and nobody, like,
it was after they beat the Chiefs, right?
Nobody believes in us. Falcons, he said that before going off to
play the Falcons. Yeah. In Atlanta to play the Rams.
Yeah, nobody believes. Yeah. It's just like I sat here. We were on the air, and I'm like, what?
No one believed in us, Rich.
Come on, Julian.
Everyone thinks Rich, you didn't think we were
ring under the sun. How many yachts
you
were you
water
skiing
by? We were going
by
on the full blood moon into Kansas City at the AFC champ. You did not think we were going to win that game.
3 straight third downs, 3 straight third and tens.
You did not think we were going to win that. No one thought we were going to win that game.
But to say no one believes in us, come on.
He believes that.
Did you? Did you believe it at the time?
Of course. Of course. You know,
honestly, that was
probably one of my favorite wins of my career.
The one against the Rams?
No, the one against the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. In the AFC Championship, on the road, playing the young gun team that's sexy, that's hot, that's coming. They're lighting up scoreboards. We're this old team, you know, kind of old school football run, play at. Like, that was my favorite win because we had this aura with my generation of Patriots where we couldn't win on the road. We went to Denver 2 years, 13-15, lost AFC Championship twice. So, like, and we always had to hear Bill talk about, you know, when the 14-2 Chargers.
Do the voice. Come on, do the voice.
I don't remember what he said, but I don't have it. But he would always talk about, like,
you guys.
Look, guys, you know, Troy Brown, he's over here stripping guys for footballs. We got to do it on the road. You know, like, he'd always talk about that, those road wins. Remember when Tom threw the interception in San Diego and Troy ripped it out.
Yeah.
And then they went on and won that. Like, I've seen that play so many times.
Belichick would just show it to you.
Whenever we go on the road on the playoffs, he's like, this is how you have to start. This is what you have to do. Big players have to make big plays in certain situations. Things aren't always going to go right, but this is what we have to do.
He
returned a punt that game, I believe.
He told a story, Belichick, when we did the NFL 100 show, saying that he would show teams about being situationally smart when there's a fumble. For defenses to know if there's a fumble and the clock's running, you've got to make sure that you're ready for the next play if there's some sort of quick snap that's coming. And he would always show Steve Young doing it against the Giants back in the day with Jerry Rice. There was a fumble and they ran back to the line of scrimmage and then Jerry Rice was wide open. And I thought to myself, that's why he shouldn't be on the hot seat.
Peter situation.
The guy has an encyclopedic knowledge of the game from the last 40 years that no other coach can kind of touch. You know, I know a lot of other coaches are prepared and a lot of coaches can, Honestly,
it's true. I mean, he's
get out of here with getting rid of him. That's nuts.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It is.
And to get to the, you know, I got a little story. Anytime we were in lunch line, you know, at the cafeteria, I grew up a huge Niners fan. We all know that.
Okay.
You know, my dogs were Dwight and Montana. Those were my two dogs, Dwight and Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell Bill that in the lunch line after like 8 years of getting comfortable around him where I could talk to him. And so I go up and I go, you know what, coach? If Roger Craig didn't fumble that ball, we'd have 3 Super Bowls in a row. He goes, look, Jules, all you got to do is knock the Niners and the West Coast off their timing. They can't even hit anyone in practice. They don't even let their receivers get touched. Like, so that, like, I would fire him up so bad when I would bring that up. When I would bring up Niners stuff, those guys, get out of here. This is soft. Soft. That's what he used to say. I mean, he respected
Charles Haley was soft.
Yeah. He respected him. Yeah. He respected him.
No, I know that. Of course.
But that was the thing with when you hear about the West Coast teams, you know, like, at practice, everything's a step movement. They have to have their timing. And Bill, like, he hated that. We would go in practice, and if there was a team that had good DBs, he would go to our practice squad guys, and he would tell them, hold our receivers. Hold us. Because you got to try to make it like the game. And like, I just always remember, like, man, why couldn't we have a West Coast coach where, like, in practice, we're not getting held? You know what I mean?
Not getting held. Like, damn. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about your podcast. And we'd love to, Chris Brockman wants to play the win-loss game that we play with our fans, where we go one game after another for the Patriots schedule.
Ooh.
And maybe
tough schedule.
We have you do the same thing with him at the same time.
Let's try it.
Let's do that. That's next. The Games with Names podcast host and Fox Sports analyst, 3-time Super Bowl champ, Julian Edelman in studio. Back here, Julian Edelman still hanging with us here. Do we have that tweet? Do we have the tweet?
What tweet?
Oh, we don't have it. Okay, tweet. No problem. There's some breaking news going on that I figured a former
what
special
happened?
Teamer.
Oh.
No, that's all right. Don't worry. I don't want to reveal much right here.
Another
crazy
contract.
Games with Names podcast. Tell me the construct. I know it, but tell everyone about what's
Games
about.
With Names. You know, like, we all talk about the GOAT, greatest of all time. What about the GOG, greatest of all games?
Okay, I like it.
I like that.
You know, everyone's got.
I like the logo. Very 70s, very 80s. I like it.
Yeah, we like that. You know,
I like it.
A little vintagey.
I do it like it.
No, it's a fun podcast where we go and we talk about a historic game with someone that is involved in that on that team and get their inside perspective. We've had some awesome guests. It's been so fun. We talk about the pop culture of that time in there. We dive into everything. And we're on a mission to find the greatest game of all time.
What's number one at present?
Right now, what's number one? Well, we just had 18-1 giant loss was the.
Who came on to talk about that?
Teddy Bruschi and Eli Manning.
And varying perspectives, one would think, on that
game. Yeah, and it was, honestly, I gotta thank you, Brew, for coming on. And it was his first time ever talking about a loss.
No.
And that's so hard to ask talent, someone that's. Like, hey, can you come on my podcast and talk about the game you lost?
The worst thing ever.
Because that predated you, obviously.
Predated me.
Big time.
And, you know, Brew being the cat that he is, you know, just mentally tough, came on and talked about it with some poise.
I bet.
While Eli was out there, you know, which is my favorite Manning, of course. Eli's my favorite Manning. Peyton knows that as well. Even though I think I'm going to go to Arch. I'm teetering to Arch.
I like it.
You know, I like this new little arch.
Julian Edelman here as we're back on the radio program, the Games with Names podcast. It's a great show. Everyone should listen to
it. What game are you going
to
come on and talk about?
Do I reveal it or do we have to hold off? Because I've already been, I think I'm going to save it for when I come on. I believe we're going to find a date in the next week or two. Thanks. You won't be pleased with it.
Oh.
That's all I'm going to say.
You are a Jets fan.
Yes, sir. You won't be pleased with it. So you could. I know you could probably narrow it down since there were so few of them. That wasn't my favorite game.
Oh.
That's, by the way, it's not a. There's no name in that. It's games with butt.
Oh.
Which is not the name of his podcast.
Sorry.
Games with Crack.
Yeah.
It's not part of the, it's not the podcast.
I already know where you're going.
Okay.
We'll leave it for the, we'll leave it
all
for
I'm
the
just
pod.
Saying, all I'm just saying is that I can't wait to come on your pod. That's all I'm saying.
I can't wait to have you on my pod.
Very good. That's a little breadcrumb. All right. Julian Edelman here on the program. Yes. We have not done this before, which is having somebody here at the same time play the win-loss game for a team as somebody else who's guessing win or loss week to week to try and figure out the final total of wins and losses for a team. We've never had it done simultaneously.
Okay, I'm not going to do any pre-math
at
in
all.
My head.
No pre-math.
So, like, it's
be
just going to come off the cusp.
Up. You can get caught up.
Are we doing spreads? Or are we doing win-loss?
Win-loss.
Excuse me, sir. I'm a National Football League employee. I don't know what you mean by spread other than food.
Those waters,
I'm a Jewish man. So are you. You know what spreads are.
Yeah, a little schmear. Nosh.
A little nosh. That's not the schmear we're talking about here. There's no schmear on this. It's just straight up win-loss.
There we go.
Give NFL Films music. Julian Edelman and Chris Brockman simultaneously playing the win-loss game for the New England Patriots 2023 season. You go first, Chris, and then Julian will chime in. Week one, Philadelphia Eagles, win or loss?
The loss.
Julian?
Brady Day.
Is he playing?
Brady Day.
Is he playing in the game?
What do we got?
Taking Philly.
Yeah.
Okay, two losses to start. Home for the Dolphins, week two, Chris Brockman.
Win.
Julian Edelman.
I'm taking the Patriots.
That's two.
They split. They split.
Okay, very good. Yeah. At the New York Jets, week three, win or loss, Chris?
50 years of being losers. Win.
Oh, boy.
Definitely. Julie? They're going to win this game. Like, people are on this. Oh this are we have a time limit or something?
No,
or
no.
Just, we can talk?
Yeah,
we
no, no. It's not
it
like,
fire?
It's just rapid fire. It's not like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire where you sound out your answer.
Can I?
Before I ask if it's your final one. I'm not Regis. You know what I mean? Here we go.
Phone a friend?
Well, you are his friend. He's phoning. Dallas Cowboys, Chris, week four, win or loss?
Cowboys are good. Loss.
Julian? Julian?
I'm going to go with... You know, I'm taking the Pats, bro.
Win.
I'm not with...
All right.
I'm not with...
Here we go. New Orleans Saints, week five at home. Chris, win or loss?
Win.
Julian, win or loss?
See, I think they're going to have a big win against Dallas. They're going to lose this one.
It's called a letdown. You're both at the same mark. 3-2 at Vegas, taking on McDaniels.
Win.
Julian?
Win.
Okay. Yeah,
they have bad blood. But
last year. 4-2 home for the Bills. Chris?
Josh Allen has our number. Loss.
Julian?
That's gonna be a loss.
Okay. At the Dolphins, week eight. Chris?
Weird stuff happens in Miami. Loss.
Julian?
Yeah, the heat. It's tough. You know, this is gonna be an October game, and it's gonna be a little chill in the air in Boston. You go and it's gonna be 93 degrees with 80% humidity. Never does well for the Patriots.
Washington Commanders, week nine. Win or loss, Chris?
Win.
Julian?
Win.
Okay, now you're in Germany. I'm calling this game.
All right.
Week 10, Patriots and Colts in Germany. Chris?
Guten Tag. Win.
Hello.
Julian?
Smashing.
Win.
Deflategate people that tried to throw us in
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Anytime we play Indy. And I love Indy fans because I'm a big Pat McAfee guy.
Yes, we all are.
But win.
At the Giants off the bye, Chris.
Wait, are we 6-4?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6-4, yes.
Win.
Julian?
Belichick off a bye is usually good, but I think Daboll is going to have a little... There's always that New York Giants. We play them in the regular season a couple... When I was there in like 11, they beat us. They always have our number. I think Giants are going to win that
game. Okay, we only have 90 seconds left. We got a sprint. Home for the Chargers, Chris.
Loss.
Julian?
Win.
At the Steelers on a Thursday night, Chris?
Huge game. Win.
Julian?
I think that's going to be tough. It's tough loss.
Home for the Chiefs on a Monday night, Chris.
Loss.
Julian.
Loss.
At the Denver Broncos on Christmas Eve, I'm calling that game too, Chris.
I'll be there. Win.
Julian.
I'm taking a win on that.
At the Buffalo Bills on New Year's Eve, Chris.
Win.
Julian.
At Buffalo. Is Gronk going to be in the stand?
Julian.
Loss.
Home for the Jets. Final game.
What is my record?
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 7.
Win.
Julian?
Win. What'd I have?
Chris has 10 and 7. Julian has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 8.
9 and 8. I mean, that's...
Okay.
It's a building year. They could sneak in the playoffs.
They could sneak. Defense will be good.
There you go.
And I got the blessing from Coach to, like, he goes, like, Jules, look, like, don't be a homer on TV, bro. If you have to.
Did he already told you?
He literally told me that. So, and I feel like I can, he goes, if you have to MF me, if I'm doing something stupid, like, call me out. He said that to me.
Games with names.
I was terrified.
Podcast.
I still.
You're terrified.
My coach, I can't do that. He goes, look, Jules, you'll be on TV for 2 years if you're a homer.
That'll wrap up our show. Back in a moment on Roku.
Hey guys, it's Susie Schuster, and I am so excited for my new podcast coming out this fall. It is called What the Football with Susie Schuster and the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to about jargon, heavy-legged waistbenders, this is not for you. We're going to have big girl conversations, and we are going super deep to bring you weekly guests that you won't find anywhere else. It is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, wherever you listen.